We're back to the Neil Haley show. And oh my, I'm wondering to know this our guest's stance in this, especially with his book and talking. He's going to be talking about the news media, daily domination, Trump's. And then I'm excited to welcome to the show Hans Isaac Creek, author of Trump's Daily Domination of the News Media. Hans, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Neil. It is a great honor to be in your program. The book is called Trump's Daily Domination of the News Media. And I wrote it in the end of 2020, and it is published last year in October.
Awesome. So tell us your background, Hans, and why you're in the US now.
Well, listen. I'm for more than 50 years a journalist, and I tell you, maybe it's interesting for your audience. I have two dreams when I was a young boy. The first dream was to become a radio journalist, and you know what it is, right? And the second dream was to go to America when I was growing up, and I succeed in both. I become a radio journalist, and later on, I became a TV host, and I work for the two largest broadcast companies in the Netherlands. And I'm in America. I came to America in 2008. That was my second dream. And I got a green card in 2017. I just a week ago, I applied for American citizenship.
Ah,
So
congratulations.
hopefully, but yeah. About 2 months, I've been officially an American.
Awesome. So let's kind of figure out specifically enough, why'd you write the book, Hans?
Yes, I can tell you. Listen, in 2015, I saw that a guy named Donald J. Trump announced that he will become president of the United States. And I thought, who is that? And I saw it was an entertainer. And a businessman. And for me, for a journalist, I'm a political journalist, it was fascinating to see, hey, what is happening in America? And then I saw that he defeat 16 career politicians. Can you imagine? 16 career politicians, and then he defeat Hillary Clinton and he became president. And for me, it was amazing to see and interesting to follow him as a political journalist.
And so what is your t do you kind of in your book kind of discuss specifically enough how he was able to rise to power based on his media ability to I guess work use the media to his advantage?
Yeah, listen, the book is about a few things. I make an overview of the last 100 days of Trump's presidency. Happened a lot, you know, the elections, the siege from the Capitol. So I start on October 1 till January 22. And the reason that I wrote the book is that I saw as a journalist that in America, you know the name, the mainstream media. What I saw was they are busy to destroy Donald Trump and his family. From day one, he become president. And for me, it was, as a journalist, you know, what is real and honest and fair journalist? And what I see in America, for me, it was shocking.
Not fair
You know?
journalism, not fair journalism at all.
No, and I spoke with a lot of colleagues from you. I have already 20 interviews now for radio stations. And what I hear, the people are saying journalism is dead in America. Are you
Yes,
agree with that?
it is. It is.
Okay, so I show in my book 120 articles as a proof how the mainstream media is working.
Right, no, not
And
more.
then I wrote two chapters about fake news. What is fake news? Why they use it and how it works. And then another chapter is about framing. Framing is an instrument using especially by politics. They bring a conclusion, not news of real information. It is a wrong conclusion to give to the mainstream media to influence and manipulate the American people. And I talk with a lot of people here where I live in Florida, and I ask them about that. And they said, listen, do you know the difference between opinion and news facts?
Right.
Because you see by CNN, MSNBC, and the other cable networks, there are people, host or anchor, how you call it, but are not real journalists. And they give their own opinion, and the people here in America thinks mostly that's the news, but it isn't.
No,
it isn't the news.
Okay, so yeah, absolutely. So you wrote the book for what reason? What is your ultimate goal why you wrote the book?
Well, my approach is to inform the American people to understand how the media, the mainstream media, is working every single day here. And do you think this sounds like it might be interested to your audience?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always going to be interesting because I have conservative talk and different things. So the mainstream media really, it doesn't tell the truth. And the whole time during Trump's presidency, they didn't, especially during the election in 2020. And they continue to try to destroy him because of the stance that the mainstream media does. They want just certain news. They're not looking at specifically facts. And that's what you're teaching in your book. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I asked some of the people, do you know who are the mainstream media? Do you know the mainstream media?
Yeah, mainstream media is going to be NBC, ABC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC. They're the mainstream media.
But who are the owners and who rules the media, the mainstream media?
Big tech companies.
No, not big tech. You know, it is, I tell you, it is Walt Disney, AT&T, mm-hmm. Comcast, Sony, Fox News.
Right.
Murdoch's, mm-hmm. and Viacom, it's CBS. That are the people who owns and rules the mainstream media.
Got it. So ultimately, you want your readers to understand specifically enough why the media is so fake in so many ways, not covering the news. What is your hope from that book, that people start to rebel against that mainstream media and do not tune into them anymore?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Neil. I appreciate that you were asking me. But the future is unsure in America about journalism. It will be take a lot of time that the people, the real journalists, be aware how to work. And I'm a member of the Columbia University of Journalism in New York. And I am a member of the International Journalism Federation. And they have rules. There are rules how you must work as a journalist. And listen, I can send it to you, but
okay.
Let me see. I have here something I can show you. I'm not sure, but I can tell you. Wait a moment, please.
Okay, sure.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. That is called The Global Character of Ethics for Journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it on the paper, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So I don't know it exactly by head, but... The EFG Global Charter of Ethics for Journalists was adopted at the 30th EFF World Congress in Tunis in June 12, 2019. It completes the earlier declaration in 1954. And the most media underscribed this, you know. But I tell you, there are in total 16 rules. I tell you the most important. Number one is respect for the facts and the public's right. The truth is the journalist's first duty, right? And pursuant of this duty, the journalist shall defend the principles of freedom in the honest collection of publication of news and the right of fair comment and criticism. They will distinguish factual information from commentary and criticism. Clearly, sorry for my English, but I'm a Dutch American. You don't speak Dutch, eh? I speak fluently Dutch.
No, I don't speak Dutch at all. Okay, so this is great information.
And the third thing is the journalist shall report only by facts they know the origin. The journalist shall not suppress essential information or falsify any document. They will be careful to reproduce faithfully statements and other material that non-public person publish on social media. And you know, we have in the whole world social media, and everyone these days is a journalist. They put information, and a lot of media uses the messages on social media platforms. They think that it's news, but it isn't.
No, it's not. It's opinions. It's different things. It's just to get the whole thing. So where can people purchase your book, Hans? Where can they go?
Oh, yeah, I tell you, it is on Amazon.com. And it is worldwide. In every country, Amazon, you can buy the book. And then it is Barnes & Noble. And every book store, you can order the book. So, and I have already in a lot of reviews on Amazon.com. And the title for your audience is Trump's Daily Domination of the News Media.
All right. Well, thanks again for stopping by. I appreciate it, sir.
Okay, Neil. Thanks for having me. And I appreciate you asking me for your program.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're welcome. You're watching and listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.